Welcome to the Michigan District of the LCMS Innovative Missional Ministries Podcast. Today we'll hear from Pastor John Carrier about Camp Restore Detroit.
As an interim pastor, and when I came here, you saw what's around us. All the plantings and that kind of stuff is new in the last few years. If you've seen the playground, that's new in the last few years. I came in here with the understanding that either this congregation need to reach out to the community or we close down. And most of the members here actually were wondering, will we make it to the 95th anniversary already? So I had some friends that had been on mission trips before, and one of the things we'd always talked about on those mission trips, Detroit needed something like that to happen. Some kind of, people ought to be working to try and do something there. So when I came here, I called a couple of those friends up, and that started, they assisted us with the playground. Then Camp Restore came through at the request of the district, looking at doing some kind of a replication of Camp Restore New Orleans. How many of you are familiar with Camp Restore New Orleans? Okay. If you don't know what it is, ask somebody near you. Started after Katrina rebuild, and they continue. They house people and feed them, and we picked up on some of that, and we'll talk about more of that later. But on their model, we were offered the opportunity to begin a similar ministry here. And community development, there's a little community around us. Community development is desperately needed if there's going to be a presence here into the future. So we took on that challenge, and it looks like the ministry, I'm 64 and a half, and I'm getting ready soon to step into retirement, but it looks like this is going to go on for a little longer, this interim ministry, but that's okay. I enjoy it. It's a blessing from God. It's touched a lot of lives. How many of you are familiar with the term asset-based ministry, mission? Asset-based, familiar, not? Asset-based means you work with what is in the community instead of coming from outside to fix it. If you notice, every one of the ministries that you hear about today, I believe, maybe a couple exceptions, are grounded in the city of Detroit. It's the people of Detroit looking to change our community. And that is what Camp Restore wants to be about. What we want to do, we host mission groups that want to come in, stay with us, and deploy throughout the community. They do some work on our property. Mount Calvary is one of our partners, as well as a host location. We mentioned A2E, Pastor Bodley. We did the sports camp this summer, providing some volunteers. Ingrid Draper, you met, came to meet with us because we have an opportunity to start maybe some literacy programs here, sponsored by Mount Calvary and Camp Restore. So that cross-pollination is important as we seek to build on the assets here. But you can't do it with just what you got here. The people need help. Camp Restore theme text, I know the plans I have for you, God says, plans to give you a hope and a future. And so our goal is to bring God's presence through the people that come to stay with us, the suburban connections that come to make connections with us, to the things that are already happening in Detroit, in the churches and in the community, to provide volunteers and help. And Bethany, you're going to talk a little bit about that, I think, am I?
My name is Bethany. Like Pastor Carrier said, I am an intern here from Concordia University, St. Paul. And I'm going to share a little bit about what we do at Camp Restore. Yeah. You could go ahead a couple slides. Next one. There we go. Okay, so we work primarily in the 9th Precinct of Detroit. That's where we are, and our community has asked us to stay here. So we're very intentional about the things we do staying in our community. We want to support them and build them up. Like Pastor Carrier said, we work on an asset-based ministry approach. So like Camp Restore in New Orleans, after a hurricane, people need things. They need shelter, they need clothes, they need food. But in Detroit, we have a longer problem. It's not just a hurricane that came through. And so just giving people things isn't going to help solve the problem. We want to create long-term solutions so that the community can continue growing and getting better. And then So what we do is we house camper groups. They can come stay for however long. We work really hard to tailor the service projects to them. So whatever their interests are, whatever their special abilities are, if they want to work with kids, if they want to work with construction, especially if we have groups that have electricians or plumbers, we have a lot of people asking for that help. So we definitely want to use the gifts that God puts in our community to serve those around us. If you want to go ahead to human care. We base our work on three different things. So the first one is human care, and this is all of the relationships we build. So we do VBS programs, we have some here, and we also work with East Bethlehem and send a lot of camper groups there. We host kids nights, we have a Head Start preschool here, and that's where we do a lot of our outreach. We're hosting some game nights starting up this fall to engage a lot of the seniors in our community. And then we've worked with A2E Sports Camp, and we also work with nursing homes or community centers in the area, helping them with their programs, and just building relationships, because it's through the relationships that we build that we get to share the gospel and share the hope that we have in Jesus. And then even in our other work sites, we get to build relationships with homeowners that we work with, or with block club members and leaders that we work with. So relationships are very, very important to us here. Next one. The second area of work we do is environmental. When you drove in, this neighborhood looks kind of rough. It's only 25% populated, so a lot of the land has just been abandoned and no one is taking care of it anymore. So this is a before of actually areas on our campus, right behind the White House next door and then along one of our fence lines. And if you want to go to the next one are some after pictures. We had a group come in and they did an incredible job just cleaning up. So we take down weeds, we clean up trash, but also in this we work with an asset-based approach. So we're not just going to clear a field because it will grow back. So if we're going to clear an area, we have a promise from our community that they will continue maintaining it so that we're not redoing the same thing over and over again. And then our last area of work is construction. And we have restoration service applications community members can fill out if they need help with their house. And this is also a partnership. They need to provide the materials and then we can send in groups to work with them. So the pictures on the screen, they were helping a lady repaint her garage. We've been working a lot this summer to help a community member build a fence around her yard. All sorts of things, electrical work, we're putting up drywall in a lot of different places.
So how do we do all this? Mount Calvary worshiped 18 people, I counted yesterday morning, okay? We have about 24 who worship with us regularly. There's a mother and autistic son from the community who worship with us, and there's a mother and daughter who joined our congregation a year or so ago from the community who work with us. But most of us, most here are my age or above. So we do this, we don't have the resources to really do the ministry. We get a $250,000, one of the mission grants from the district, and that's comes as a no interest loan. We're asked to pay back and working on doing that. But grants and donations and camper fees support it. Campers pay $40 a night. They're a very important piece that we have the campers come in. Somebody asked me last year, a friend from Nebraska, if it wouldn't do just as well if he just sent us $20,000 instead of sending 20 people who paid for the stay in the campus. Well, with your $20,000, I could do a lot and it would be done. But with your campers coming, you can build a relationship, they can do more, and it brings that gift of hope to the community. The money you infuse today is gone tomorrow, and where does the next one come from? But the relationships build for the future. So campers give us $40 a night. We provide them a meal. We connect them with a local opportunity to serve in another congregation here at Mount Calvary. We try to do on-site stuff as much as possible with suburban partners. And you have the opportunity to talk to Bethany about doing some of that if you'd like to do some on-site work as much as possible and get our campers out in the community. Congregations, not-for-profits, other organizations around us. We try to keep it in the ninth precinct as much as possible because this is a devastated area that needs a lot. And someday we hope to expand beyond that, but that's where we're at for now. We support it with gifts, private personal donations. We don't have, I'm part-time here. Bethany's full-time as an interim. I haven't talked to Pastor Casper about it yet, but I'm working on a plan to call a full-time person for for Camp Restore. And if you would like to do something with that, talk to me about it earlier, because we're going to need some support to pull that off. But I'm hoping that we can do that sometime fairly soon. Bethany, did that cover? What did I miss?
Mount Calvary members.
Oh, yes. Mount Calvary members and volunteers from outside provide the meals and care for our properties. They donate gifts and skills. Bethany is talking about a lot of people need electrical and plumbing and things like that. A lot of folks think a camp is for high schoolers. High schoolers can do a lot. High schoolers can do a lot of even plumbing and electrical work. If you got a plumber or an electrician there, she says, that wire goes from here to there, you pull it while I wire that. Can you bring in this part from the truck? This is what I need. Can you run that pipe there? And I'll check it over and make sure it's right. If you got any of those kind of skills, even if you're just alone, but want to offer them to us, let Bethany know, and we can connect you to a group that's coming in and some people that need that kind of service in their homes. I served in Chicago. In Chicago, as this community came back, Mayor Daley was heralded for the phenomenal work he did. And Chicago's a beautiful place, in places where there was an awful lot of blight. But you know where the residents are now who lived there before it was rebuilt? They're in Harvey. They're in places south outside of the city. My dream for Detroit is the people that are fighting to bring this city back, that stayed through the darkness, will be able to stay to enjoy the light. And for that, they need help with their homes. Blight, some people ask, what big deal about blight? That's a health and safety issue. And you can say something about the officers, precinct officers. Okay. Everybody's worried about safety when they come to Detroit. And I would encourage Benton Harbor to do the same thing. Connect with your police officers in your area. It's amazing. We were looking for an auger, postal auger, and somebody mentioned it to the police, to one of our police connections. He says, oh, let me call you, my guy at Home Depot. And he got it for us for nothing. Rental. Okay, free usage of it. The NPOs, the police officers of this neighborhood policing officers are tremendous. They get phenomenal contacts. We have an opportunity, a possibility of a literacy program Dr. Draper's working with. And the NPOs showed up in force, and the precinct new captain did her master's thesis on that. So God pulls things together. Tremendous opportunities in the city if we will open up, in all our cities, if we'll open up and share God's love in the ways we can. And I
think. Okay, so we've kind of told you about Camp Restore, and you might be thinking now, how can I get involved? Don't worry, we have lots of options. So one, you can bring a camper group, or you can come volunteer for a day. Like Pastor Carrier said, we love camper groups of all ages. We love having high schoolers here. We had an older group come in and do a kids' day for our neighborhood kids, and that was so much fun. We will find work that fits your skill level and that fits your interests and abilities. We love having groups of all ages. And we are also open year-round, so it's not just a summer thing. We have a couple groups coming in October, we have a group in November, and one in December. So we will find work for you, no matter who you are and no matter when you come. If you are a local volunteer, we do have some opportunities coming up. We are going to start kids' nights every Monday for our Head Start, and we need lots of volunteers just to be extra hands for that or to lead that if you're interested. And then the same thing for games nights, just to be a person to build relationships with. A big construction project we have coming up on October 4th and 5th, we are putting drywall in our dorms upstairs. So we need as many hands on decks to get that project finished. And we are so excited because that will allow us to house over 100 campers next summer. So the work we'll be able to do with those new rooms is very incredible. And then we need more consistent volunteers just to help us maintain our properties. We've recently purchased a couple more lots, and we just need help keeping the grass mowed, pulling weeds from gardens. So if gardening is something that you're interested in, I would love to talk to you about that. Another big way you can support us is through financial support. Like Pastor Carrier said, we have so many generous churches and donors that have partnered with us to keep our ministry going. But some specific things, we need food donations or cleaning supplies. I put together a board in the back if you want to go look at it. It has a list of specific things and also envelopes you can take if you just like to make a monetary donation. One big project we're hoping to fund is our Green Light, which is a safety project within Detroit. It costs us $300 a month, so I've divided it into $50 a month commitments, and just something little like that is such a huge relief for us to have that taken care of. And then most importantly, you can support us with prayer. We believe prayer is so, so important, and we couldn't do anything without God's help. So some things specifically that we're looking for prayer for is that God will continue working in our community, and people will come to know Christ and his love and hope through the work of Camp Restore and the relationships we build. Also prayers as we prepare for next summer. It's going to be a really big summer, but there's a lot of planning that goes into that, so we're already working on that. Also prayer for our leaders and campers as they are planning. We've had a lot of youth leaders say they're planning a trip coming up, so just prayers that God will guide them to the right place and then provide the support they need to come here. If you would like other prayer requests, there's a card on our table, and you can also sign up for our newsletter, which has a little prayer section at the end of it as well. So thank you so much. That is all we have about Camp Restore. I would love to talk to you more if you have any questions or would love to volunteer.